Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I talked about a fitness program last week, Steve. I don't know if you heard about this fitness program.
I heard you talk about something. I don't know anything about no fitness.
Well, listen, I talked about a fitness program.
That wasn't part of it.
Listen, this is a fitness program.
There was no
program.
Fitness in whatever you were talking about.
If you missed it, you want to get the fitness program, I guarantee that you will not break a sweat while running around the block. You need to download this. You need to just share this with your friends. You need to get this, you know, on the iPad, on the iTunes, on the iPhone. Just listen. I guarantee it. But, you know, I saw this video. I seen this picture floating around Facebook, and I didn't know how real this picture was. But I saw this picture of an elderly woman who was a gymnast. And I said, man, come on now. 86 years old. 86 years old.
Wow.
I want you to listen to her interview. And we're going to make this video available for you on The Torch. But you got to listen to this. She set a Guinness World Record.
Der Aufenthalt hat mich überwältigt und ich bin glücklich, dass ich das geschafft habe und ich hätte nie gedacht, dass sowas auf mich zukommt.
I'm actually really overwhelmed and absolutely happy. I never thought that I would ever be able to do anything like this. So it's a really, really exhilarating experience.
Ich habe als Kind schon geturnt. Ich war sportlich tätig als Lehrer. Und ich habe seit 30 Jahren wieder angefangen, wettkampfmäßig zu turnen.
I've actually always been very sporty, even as a child. And then as I grew older, I became a PE teacher. And then about 30 years ago, I started actively competing in championships again.
Wow. Now you gotta see this. She is on.
How old is she?
86 years old.
Oh my goodness.
She's on a gymnastic bar.
That's the parallel bar.
A parallel bar, okay. I mean, both hands raised, swinging through with her legs. I mean.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
She's doing a headstand. Look at this. Look at that strength.
She's
completely parallel across.
I couldn't even do that.
No! 86. Is that amazing?
See?
Look at that. Look at that. Completely paralleled across the bars, holding herself up.
Dude, I got some work to do. Wow.
Amazing. She is the Guinness World Record. Fantastic. I mean, you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she's strong. She's 86 years old and she's swinging on a parallel bar.
Yeah.
Steve, what's your excuse?
I got some work to do.
You need to get on the fitness program.
I
need to get a different one.
Well, you need to get on the fitness program.
Correct. I need to get a fitness program.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's a start.
But there you go.
That's encouraging. 86 years old. I mean, Pat, I'm going to put this, you know, we're going to make this video available.
I got to start eating my Wheaties.
I don't know what she's doing, but I'll tell you what. Chris?
I need some of them chia seeds or something.
Man, she's got it going on. But it goes to show you that no matter how old you are, you really can train and get yourself in the right place.
Dude, tell me. Mm-hmm. I mean, gives me hope, man.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. There's a psychologically in our mind, I think, just because we start to get older. We heard yesterday about the law of use. I mean, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
You lose it, yeah.
You don't, you know. And psychologically, I think what happens in our mind that we just think, oh, we're just getting older. We got little creaks and aches and pains. A lot of that stuff is because you're not even stretching. You know,
we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, this society, because we work so much, and the kind of work that we do is totally different than what they did 100 years ago.
Oh,
we're sitting
goodness.
In our chairs behind a desk all day long.
Yeah.
When 100 years ago, they're out in the field plowing the fields.
That's right.
All day long, you know. They were strong.
That's right. Driving a car, sitting back, laying back, all kinds of comfort, plush leather seats, you know what I'm saying, all this type of, a lumbar for your back,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And
everything that makes us more comfortable.
Exactly. And you're not doing things that are necessary, not getting up early, not lifting up stuff.
Yeah.
You're not stretching. I mean, just stretching alone. Stretching alone.
That's the main reason why I started doing what I've been doing, just because I'm tired of my back hurting.
Yeah.
And everything else hurting and just creaking and cracking.
Yeah.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give. And you can start with some simple, simple stretches right there before you even get out of bed. And there's proper ways to do that so that you don't hurt yourself. But you don't want to fall into a psychological trap that says, oh, I'm just getting older, or start speaking those things out. I've had to stop. Stop saying that. Because that's an excuse in your mind to go backwards instead of going forward. Right. And you don't have to rust out. You know what I mean? You don't have to tinker out.
And plus, it's stuff you say out of your mouth. You don't want to give second heaven any authority over your body whatsoever. It's hard enough as it is. You don't want to give it away.
Yeah. And your words are powerful.
They are.
You know, what you say over yourself, especially if you know that you're quote-unquote getting older, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
And it's just like you just have to make those choices.
Yeah, think about Moses. It says it to the very end of his life, and he lived to be 120, I believe.
Yeah. Wow.
They said he was strong and virile. I mean, there was no weakness in him.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, how about Caleb? You know, these guys were ready to keep going and take the land.
Yeah.
You know, they were ready in his 80s.
Yeah.
He said, I've got the same strength that I had when these guys messed up the first time. You know, I was ready to go in.
I mean, you think about Abraham and Sarah. It's just like, as far as like what the world saw them, it's just like her womb was barren. And it's just like what God said. It's just like we can be men and women of faith, regardless of what the quote-unquote world sees or says. It's just like, no, but what does God say?
Yeah.
What does God's word say about me? What does God's word say? His word is true.
Yeah.
And it's just believing his words.
Yeah. Well, you talked about last week in the fitness program, you'll hear it, but I talked about even how my father-in-law, 68 years old, is doing the Spartan race on his belly, crawling in the dirt, in the mud, swinging on ropes. And, I mean, he is like PX90, whatever they call that thing. He is jumping and running. And, I mean, he competes with them. We put him all to shame. He goes, he's in the front. He's in the front.
Wow.
Not in the back. And it just goes to show you that just because you're getting older, you don't have to succumb to anything in your mind or, you know, anything that will hold you back. Listen. You want to keep going strong to the very end, not so that we can just do more stuff and play and now so you can go to the golf course.
Yeah.
No, so that you can burn strong for the Lord.
More
so
work
that
in
you
the can, kingdom.
Yes, more work in the kingdom. Lord, bless us all with strength so that we can sow everything that we have into what you want to do, Lord.
That's right.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.